Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We say good afternoon to Amir Sadich. Amir, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. I just want you to kind of introduce yourself to Atlanta United fans. We got word last week you were going to join the club, and we talked to Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra about you, and they were excited about what you bring. I'm going to ask you to tell Atlanta United fans, what do you bring? What do you think your game's about?
Oh, that's a tough question. Obviously, I'm coming from Montreal, from a different type of playing system, but also kind of with what Atlanta has done before in the past in terms of possession style team, being a box-to-box midfielder. I'm a guy who loves to be on the ball. Love to combine with my teammates in the middle of the field. Like to look for nice through passes to my forwards, score some goals. I'm excited for the opportunity to be a part of a great club, and we'll see what the future holds.
I was going to ask you, obviously you're familiar with Atlanta United. We've had such a tremendous start, and lately we're struggling a little bit. We could use some scoring, and again, the connectivity from where the goalie is to where the other goalie is, and I think you might be able to help in that area.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope I can do the best of my ability, and especially starting on Saturday.
So, what did you know about the club coming in? And did you know any of the guys on the club and their relationships as far as helping you come in and get adjusted?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the team was developed in 2017, MLS Cup in 2018, so fairly recent history here. Everyone knows about Atlanta United no matter where you play in the U.S., so it's great to be a part of this club. But I knew Mikey Ambrose because he's a former Maryland Terrapin, and Brooks Lennon. I actually played with Brooks in RSL Academy back in our senior year of high school. Right. So, yeah, I already had two connections coming in here, and it was good. Made the adjustments the first few days a lot easier.
It is our newest member, guys, of Atlanta United. It's Amir Sadich. And, again, I hope we got the name right, brother. Welcome to the A. As we're looking, no pressure. We just need to get a win. We haven't had a win since May 15th. We've had a lot of draws. But we've got a lot of guys out. How difficult – I don't know how much you experienced this when you're in Montreal, but international call-ups are part of soccer. But it seems like, to a fan sometimes, it occurs at the worst time. It's difficult to bring synergy in. How have practice has been for you so far since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the squad does have a lot of injuries. And, of course, with the international team squads call-ups, it kind of makes the group smaller. But nonetheless, I mean, trainings have been intense. I think guys are – for guys that don't get a lot of minutes, this is kind of the opportunity for them to show themselves and earn a role on the team. So I think it's a good opportunity for everyone to do that. And, sorry, what was your second question again?
Yeah, man, just how's practice? I mean, because we know that Joseph hasn't been able to train with the main group right now. We just saw that reported. But how are the practice sessions with Gabby? We heard he runs a pretty quick practice.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely he's a passionate coach, so he focuses a lot on the details in terms of tactics, and he's very sharp on intensity. So, you show up to work every day, and you put in a good shift, and, you leave the field with an abundance of knowledge.
You guys getting ready for New England on Saturday. What do you know about them? Have you already faced them this season being up there in Montreal?
I haven't played against them this season, no. But okay. Coming from Bruce Arena, a coach with a lot of respect in the league and what he's done with the international level, I mean, it's going to be a team that's going to be, you know, fighting for 3 points. He's very hard on their team. They press well, and he's a really good motivator for the team. So I'm not sure. I think they may have lost and got a tie in their last two games, so they're definitely going to be hungry for all 3 points. So it's going to be important that we match that intensity from the first minute.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Again, no pressure, brother. Just do what Darlington Nagbe did, and everything will be fine. And we'll have you on the show every week. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Thanks, man.
Hey, good luck to you. Thank you again.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.